Now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails at this early stage of Wednesday morning, read out by a posh bird from Radio 4.
With no spots.
With no spots. First one.
Scott, do you think going to an audition with fish breath was a good idea? Gareth, Cheltenham.
In hindsight, maybe I should have had something rather than the tuna baguette. When I did my Skins audition.
Did you have to kiss anybody in the audition?
No, just right. Talk to the camera. I won't do that again. What could I have instead?
Oh, I don't, you should just have a plain salad, I think, and then you wouldn't go smelling of anything.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
Have you heard anything back yet?
Not yet. It should be today that I hear about the Skins audition, so I'll let you know.
Ooh.
Next!
Scott, I bloomin' love you. You're making me lol in the office. And yes, it makes me look like an idiot. Ha ha. Bothered? Jess. BT Openreach in York. Smiley.
Thanks, Jess, for that. Glad you're lolling at work.
Why did the posh woman put on some kind of bizarre Cockney accent for I blooming love you?
I think that was a Northern Irish accent coming through. Maybe, I don't know.
Scott, I blooming love you.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I thought she was trying to sound Cockney.
Next.
Scott, can you please possibly play some happier music? I am in a very emotional stage in my pregnancy, and this song is not helping. From Kim in Cornwall.
Now, that was obviously yesterday's show. I don't know what song we could have played then. What did we play yesterday that was really depressing?
Well, no, nothing. I've just had a look through. McFly?
No.
Nickelback?
Well.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes?
That's not depressing.
No.
Well, anything else?
She's probably.
Didn't play any Radiohead or anything yesterday, did we?
No, I don't think so.
Let us know what track we played and we'll try and never play it again.
You're in trouble now.
Hi, Scott. I'm catching up today on your podcasts and heard the one where Becky put her arm around someone other than her boyfriend. I almost made the same mistake. My wife and I worked on the same floor of a hospital. I saw her, or rather thought I saw her, with her back to me at one of the printers and no one else around. I thought I'd sneak a quick hug and kiss and was literally 2 inches away from doing so before realising it was one of the nurses who looked amazingly similar to my wife from the back. As if that weren't enough, my wife then came walking around the corner to see me just starting to pull away. Needless to say, I had quite a bit of explaining to do. I still get embarrassed thinking about it today, and this was 2 years ago. Keep up the great show. I only wish I could hear you live. Becky is a great addition to the show, and you are my favourite Radio 1 personality. Love you all. Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Seriously, that was a really long story to invent, Becky, just to get that last
line. It really was.
Could you not have written a better one?
I thought you might miss that.
And that old excuse, oh, the nurse looks like my wife.
Yeah, we had a lot of texts about
that
this week. From behind, yeah. Next.
Hi, Scott and Chappers and Becky. My boyfriend gave me a CD he made for me of music he thought I would like. It's very good. Except one song. Do you think he's trying to tell me something by putting this song on the CD? Love you long time. Lucy, Hereford.
Love you long time, Lucy in Hereford. Right, I've got the song here that he put on the CD, okay?
Okay.
Now, you know what girls are like. Is it just her being paranoid and reading something into it that she shouldn't? Or has she got a point here, okay? Is she reading too much into this song? Listen to the words very carefully. This is the one that was put on the CD. The song by Morrissey called You're the One for Me,
I really
Fatty.
Like that song. It's a great song.
You wouldn't put on a mixtape for your wife, though, would you?
I think you would, yeah.
No,
you really wouldn't.
That should be the first dance at more weddings.
Is she being paranoid, or has she got a point?
She's got a point. Get rid of him.
You're the One for Me, Fatty.
He's a star.
I would also take that to heart.
Even if all the other 15 tracks are like, I Will Always Love You, that is just...
Fatty.
You'd never put that on a mixtape.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.